Next poem I will read is a poem. One of the great things about writing poems, of course, is that you can have a dialogue with both your contemporaries and your predecessors. And there's a great poem by Christopher Marlowe, the passionate shepherd to his love, that some of you might know. "Come live with me and be my love, and we will all the pleasures prove that hills and valleys, dales and fields, and all the craggy mountain yield." And he wrote that in 1599. And his contemporary, Sir Walter Raleigh, in response wrote the nymph's reply to the passionate shepherd. And so upon seeing this little conversation that was taking place, I thought, why shouldn't I butt into it? And so I wrote the flock's reply to the passionate shepherd after Marlowe. "Marooned upon this grassy knoll, we wander lost from vale to pole. Our woolly backs resemble thorn. It's been a while since we've been shorn. You waste much time trying to woo that nymph who never will see you. Since it's a shepherd that you are, you're better off courting a star. But over here your loyal flock needs no clasp, no precious rock, to follow you from field to field. If love's your need, we can but yield. Have you not heard us cry and bleat when you approach us, then retreat? We miss your orders and your laugh. We even miss your clouting staff. Save those gowns made of our wool. No need to make belts or to pull posies from the hillside's crease. That nymph is what we call a tease. Just as the hours wing away, there are some sheep that love to play. If such delights your mind might move, then live with us and be our love."